Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel explains how Herod heard about all that was happening and was greatly perplexed. So what are these things that were happening that caused him to be so perplexed? What was all that was happening? This refers to the preaching and miracles of our Lord. Jesus of Nazareth came forth and began his public ministry and began to speak and preach with great authority, like no other man has spoken. And he began to work miracles, miraculous healings, casting out demons, raising the dead. And so, of course, this got a lot of attention. Everybody was talking about it, and there were all kinds of opinions that were going around, saying that John was raised from the dead, Elijah has appeared, or one of the other prophets. And some were saying that he was the Messiah. And so all of this perplexed Herod. He was confused about it, and he became curious. He wanted to see our Lord and hear for himself the words of wisdom and see for himself some sign, some miracle. And here in St. Luke's Gospel, it says, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? So Herod was in doubt, but he eventually would come to the conclusion, as St. Mark's Gospel tells us, that it was in fact John the Baptist risen from the dead. He revered John so much because of his virtue, because of his fortitude, and even knew that others had considered him to be the Messiah, even though John denied it and pointed to Christ instead. But he had so much reverence for him that he concluded that it was John the Baptist who had risen from the dead. Now the gospel says, the Beatitudes, that blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. And so even though Herod kept trying to see him, he was not able to see him. Well, at least through the eyes of faith, to see him and recognize him as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And so this is the gift of faith that enables us to see Christ for who he is even today, because he lives among us here, really, truly, substantially present in the Eucharist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.